It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. And these are the Democratic rivals for the presidency.
We have never been more energized and united in our desire to take this country in a new direction.
This continues to be a tough fight. And I have fought it the only way I know how, by never giving up and never giving in.
Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama each claimed victories yesterday. She beat him 2-1 in Kentucky. He beat her by a smaller margin in Oregon. We're going to get some analysis now from a couple of campaign veterans. Joining us live, our regular guests on this program, Republican Tucker Eskew and Democrat Mark Mellman. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
So I hope you're both there. I only hear one voice, but good morning. Mark Mellon, let's start with you. Barack Obama is about 60 delegates away from locking up the nomination. Now, he didn't claim victory last night, and he was in Iowa. What's holding him back?
Well, you know, I think Senator Clinton, through her determination and her perseverance, tenacity, and through her excellence as a campaigner, has really earned the right to play this through to the end. And I think Democrats in general, including Senator Obama, really respecting her right to play this through to the end. There are a few more states yet to vote. That'll happen by June 3rd. Nobody's calling for her to get out of the race at this point, or at least the Obama campaign certainly isn't. And we're going to play it through to the end. And then on June 3rd, we'll know who's won the most delegates. And then I think we'll quickly hear from the superdelegates who they're backing, and I think it's likely to be Senator Obama with the nomination.
Also good for him, though, that he keeps her own supporters from, well, you might say staying angry at him.
That's right. You know, we've also seen a situation where these candidates have now campaigned all across the country in every state. Organizations have been built, voters have been registered, excitement's been built, really in every state across the country. So while there have been some downsides to this extended contest, there's some very clear upsides for Democrats as well.
And Tucker Eskew, even though the nomination may well be out of reach for Hillary Clinton, she is still arguing that she's the better candidate to beat John McCain. What about that?
Well, there's something to be said for that, and I assure you that, like Mark, there aren't many Republicans who are calling for her to get out of the race. It has certainly exposed some issues, and while the Obama campaign has some measurements to really brag about, money, polls, crowd size, it's true that votes matter, and if you take the somewhat arbitrary cutoff date of March 1st, from March 1st on, Senator Obama has lost to Senator Clinton by a net of 500,000 votes. After last night's votes are tallied. And he's done this largely due to losses in really important large states, Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia. These are states that Democrats typically have to win in order to win the presidency. And it exposes a vulnerability that Republicans need to try to capitalize on.
Let's get to a vulnerability on the part of John McCain that so many of his aides have worked as lobbyists. Tucker, you're a Republican. How much of a problem is that for him?
Well, this is a story about process, and you never like to, as we say in Washington, lose the daily news cycle. The daily battle for news coverage begins early in presidential campaigns, and so you don't want that to happen. But as insubstantial as I think these stories are, it's meant a recurring few days of bad headlines. I think Senator McCain has held his campaign to a very high standard, and that's probably contributed to some of these headlines, but they get them out of the way mostly, I think. And you want to win this battle, but it's better to have this fight here in May rather than October.
Now back to you, Mark Mellman, and just briefly here, earlier this week, Obama attacked McCain for his ties to lobbyists. Is it an issue that resonates with voters?
Well, I think it's more than just a process issue, as Tucker would label it. You know, the reality is John McCain has positioned himself. He said that he's someone who's never done a favor for a lobbyist. That's patently ridiculous. He has done favors for lobbyists over and over again, lobbyists who've given him campaign contributions, lobbyists who have run his campaign. And while he claims to be purer than the driven snow on this subject, the reality is his campaign is riddled with lobbyists. He's had over six senior staff people that have had to resign. The truth is that probably comes as a surprise to Senator McCain. He doesn't understand how enmeshed he is in the Washington culture of lobbyists. He's been here for a long time. He's run a Senate committee. He's collected millions of dollars in campaign contributions, much of it through and from lobbyists. He's enmeshed in a system here that he pretends to reject, but he's very much part of it.
And Mark, we're going to have to give you the last word on that. Democrat Mark Mellman has worked for members of the Democratic leadership. Republican Tucker Askew worked for President Bush during his first term, helped him get reelected to a second one. Thanks, both of you.
Thank you
very much.